Calling customer service. My name is Danae. How may I assist you?
Yes, I want to cancel my subscription. Actually, I never subscribed to these products. I did the test and I never accepted to subscribe for a monthly subscription, and I need a refund.
Okay, could you provide me with your zip code so I can get an account pulled up here?
Sure. It's 45701.
45701. Your name?
It's Audrey Dicken, D-I-C-K-E-N.
Could you verify your address for security purposes?
Sure. It's 7140 Selby Road,
Thank
lot
you,
45.
I see here you purchased our iconic skin cream and skin serum on February 6th,
and it was a trial, and then I did not subscribe to any monthly subscription. My card was charged in February for the full purchase price. I had sent an email in disputing that, and now I've gotten charged again today for two more products.
Okay, so
So there was an email sent to me to confirm a subscription, and I was supposed, and I never replied or confirmed any subscription.
That's
so
not
how this can even
happen. How it works, ma'am. So I do see here where you sent the email in to cancel, and you were advised to call because you cannot cancel through email. You have to communicate.
Well, I'm calling now.
Okay.
So I want to cancel, and I want a refund on at least this month's charges because I do not agree to that.
Okay, ma'am. I'm going to get to that point, and we can definitely work something out, okay? Just let me tell you how you got into the subscription, okay? The trial was a 14-day trial. You said you already know that you were billed for the full month's product. If even after your build, after them 14 days, you are required to call in within them 14 days in regards to how you feel about the product, so you're not billed or so you are billed, knowing that you're going to be billed or whatnot. And after 30 days, if you don't call in and say anything, you're automatically signed up. Okay?
That's not what the email said that I received, because the email said...
That's what our terms and conditions state. Our terms and conditions state that when you make the first purchase.
Okay. Regardless, I just want to cancel this, and I want a refund of this charge that's being charged this month.
Just bear with me one moment here while I work on this. Okay, so ma'am, it looks like I can get you canceled out, but I cannot give you a refund. The charge is final. But I can get you canceled out, so you won't be...
I'll file a credit card dispute then with my financial institution because this is fraud.
Okay. Have you ever filed a dispute before? Do you know how they work?
Yeah, I do know how they work. And I'm calling you, telling you to cancel the subscription and refund my money. I did not agree to the subscription.
You did when you selected that you are 18 years or older within our terms and conditions. But in order for you not to lose your all your money by doing a dispute, I'm going to explain to you how a disputes work, and then we can work out something, okay? So if you file a dispute, ma'am, you will lose all your money because what they will do is they will temporarily refund you the money we charged you. Then they will go in and conduct an investigation and do a mock sign up and do it where they're going to act like they're ordering it, like they're going to make the same purchase as you did. And they'll read the terms and conditions and see that it's a legitimate charge. There's no fraud involved. because it's there in fine print exactly how this works. So in order for that,
I still have the email that says that I had to confirm my subscription, which I did not.
Okay.
And they will not do a mock sign.
Okay, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, they will. But it's not about the email. It's about our terms and condition on our website. But what I'm willing to offer you so you don't lose all your money is 35% refund on both charges.
No, I want 100% refund of this month. I understand I received the product, and I'm not even going to go back and dispute it because it's a bunch of bullshit, but this month I want it refunded.
I can offer you a 50% refund.
Will I get a confirmation that you've canceled my subscription?
I'll give you a cancellation number.
And a confirmation email?
You're going to get a confirmation email regarding the 50% refund.
And when will the refund be processed?
3 to 5. It's going to be processed now, but it won't return to you until 3 to 5 business. It could possibly be 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank.
Okay, I'll do that with the cancellation confirmation.
All righty. Just one moment here. Working on that 3745. All right, I just did the first refund. So you should have just received that first email to adickin72@gmail.com. Working on the second one. All right, let's see here. I appreciate your patience. Just one moment here, and I'm going to have that cancellation number for you.
Okay, thank you.
What's your reason for separating from that employer?
Ready? If you're ready, that cancellation number is going to be C as in cat.
Mm-hmm.
823, B as in boy, 532115. Could you repeat that back?
C as in cat, 823, B as in boy, 532115.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and I did receive both those confirmation emails for the refund.
Yes, ma'am. Or was that a question or was you asking?
No, I was saying I did. So is this confirmation number that you gave me is confirmation that the subscription is canceled though, correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's okay. Confirmation that it's canceled, and you received both of those emails regarding the refund, so we are all done here.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for contacting customer service. I expect you to have a great day and continue to stay safe.
Uh-huh. You too. Bye.